The Corydon Capitol Building on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, publishers of the new James Dean biography, complete with reflections on his early days growing up in Indiana. More information at indianahistory.org. Corydon was designated as the capital of the Indiana Territory when the Illinois and Indiana Territory separated. The two-story Corydon Capitol Building was constructed between 1814 and 1816 at a cost of $3,000. The ceiling and roof supports came from poplar and walnut logs cut from pristine forest. The walls were made from rough blue limestone from nearby quarries. Indiana took historic steps to statehood in Corydon. In June of 1816, 43 delegates met to draft the first state constitution in the new Capitol building. However, wishing to escape the summer heat, they did much of their work under the shade of a huge elm tree. Now known as the Constitution Elm, the trunk of the tree is still standing. The first state election was held on August 5, 1816, and Jonathan Jennings was elected governor. The first General Assembly was held in the Corydon Capitol building in November of 1816. Having fulfilled the requirements for statehood, Indiana was admitted as the 19th state in the Union on December 11, 1816. Corydon remained the state capital until December 10, 1825, when the center of state government was moved to Indianapolis. The old Capitol building was opened as a state memorial in 1930, and today, Corydon's downtown area is a National Historic District. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.